Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1609. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Bemer Baranzis, Lili Nishmas Belima Basra Moshe, Lirfush Lema Yaakov Ben Sarah, getting back to the Alachas of Muksa. Okay, we spoke about, a while back about paper. We went through the whole sugya of paper. Paper like loose leaf paper, regular writing paper, not like, you have computer paper and printing paper. Okay, so that's a little bit different. But I just wanted to mention one thing. It was brought to my attention. Rav Kahan explained to me that the sheet of Rav Shmuel first, that Lamaisa today paper, we went through the Rav Moshe was pretty machmir. And there were quite a number of, even in this farm in general, they were machmir to be careful with plain writing paper as far as categorizing it as muksa machmas chasarin kis, but we do have to know that others, that today, in other words, I shouldn't say the word others, but today, even though it's only 40, 50 years later, whatever the case is, the previous gedolim, there were major gedolim, like we mentioned, that were pretty makbid with paper as far as chasarin kis, but today it's come to a point pretty much that the regular loose leaf paper, you buy it, you go in the store, how much it doesn't even cost so much. It's not something that's really looked upon by the general public. You know, if you list somebody, a regular standard person, is this like very precious to you? They'll say, what are you talking about? Regular loose leaf paper. I could buy a pack of loose leaf paper for whatever the kind. I don't know the amount today, what it costs, but it's not a major thing. It's not something, even somebody who does writing all the time, that's the point also. Let's say somebody's writing constantly Chadushe Torah, which is beautiful. So for them, it could be a little bit more that they're a little bit more makbid possibly on the regular loose leaf paper, writing paper. But again, you could buy, you buy five packs of it, then it's not, the same loose leaf paper. A lot of times we all see, even in the Kinderlach, they want to do some drawing, they want to do some their own pictures or whatever the case is. So people take a piece of loose leaf paper and you give it to them. It used to be years ago. The truth is, it used to be years ago. You had better loose leaf paper. You had scrap paper. You might even have it today to an extent. But today, many people just the regular loose leaf paper. They'll give it to the kids. They want to draw. So here's a piece of loose leaf paper. I need to write a Chadushe Torah, so I have a piece of loose leaf paper. So it's become to a point that today, even more from the days of Rav Moshe and others, which is not going back that far. You're talking about 40, 50 years ago, whatever the case is. But today it's become more that, to an extent, unfortunately, that people throw things away. People are very much into throwing. This is not 100%. I throw it away. A person, even their clothing. It's not like a person goes through their closet many times. This is not exactly. Does it drop one out? Does that? Years ago, people wore it a little bit more. Their clothing. They didn't go jump right away to go buy new clothing. Today, it's become a little bit more the. I shouldn't say the word the style, which is not a good thing to an extent, but people throw things out much quicker. People throw things out much quicker. People want to, keep up to date. You have the phones, you have this, that, whatever the case might be. So the bottom line is what I'm trying to get at, that Lamaisa Rav Shmuel first did say that today people, paper, regular loose leaf paper, regular writing paper, although be it people might use it for regular writing, even if they want to make cheshbonis. Now, once you write the cheshbonis, the person needs those cheshbonis, that's something else. Then it becomes chasar and kiss, right? If I write certain numbers on there, let's say business numbers during the week, cheshbonis that I need, the numbers, I have to buy things, or my list, let's say, what I have to buy, or I'm preparing for a chasna, bar mitzvah, and I have a whole list of it. Okay, that's already different. That could be, that would be a chasar and kiss, because I spend time to put it together. I know by myself when I go sometimes to stroll, I have a list. I have a special list that it took me a long time. I put it together, all the things I need to prepare, to pack or whatever. So something like that, I know by myself. I wouldn't want somebody playing with that paper. I wouldn't want somebody scribbling on that paper or using that paper. So that to me would be, let's say, I'm just giving a marshal an example. That would be chatzar and kiss. That's a very precious thing. A person has numbers on a paper, right, for their business. A person has a list of people they're inviting and they work very hard to put it together, to think it out, whatever. Now, if somebody goes and scribbles it or tears up that paper, they're not going to be so happy. But regular plain paper, we're talking about regular plain paper, regular loose leaf paper. L'chayra today, there are those poiskim, definitely major poiskim, who say it's become not in the category of chasar and kiss. So, Okay, I just wanted to bring it out. I mean, lemaisa, you know, there are others wanted to say it could be possibly moksa machbas gufa. Others wanted to say possibly klisha malach delisha. So it's always better. It's definitely better not to, you know, not to move paper. But if those who do it, definitely is what to rely on. Major poiskim that would say that today paper definitely would not fall on regular writing paper would not fall under the guidelines of chasar and kiss. So we have to know that. Those who do would move paper, or it's you know, many times you have the paper sitting on where a person is, he has to sit and eat, or possibly sometimes the paper's on a place where they need the place. So, you know, in general, you would say, well, if it's chasar and kiss, so then I can't move it. So if somebody goes and moves it out of the way, whatever the case is, you know, there's definitely what to rely on. Thank you so much for listening. Atzlocha and bracha b'chol inyanim kol tov.